Rashi does not agree on the halachas of Beirel. Rashi has, as a letal, proves. I mean, Rashi has his own shit in Beirel. But as far as this kasha and teretz of the Ramban is concerned, so it appears that Rashi agrees with the Ramban. The Ramban is the kasha. Why does Rav Amnune say mili kanu vitamchu katane? And then he gives a different kimte. And then Abaye says So why did Rav Amnune apply it that way? So he says because Rav Amnune was masik against Rav Yosef, because according to Rav Yosef, when the Braise says lo yivre, it has reference to kanu vitamche, so it should be spelled out. It's not implicit in the expression. In the expression lo yivre, it's not explicit that it has reference to kanu vitamche. So because of that, his akimte is that it has reference to pseilas mitichaychol. So that is implicit. So then Abaye says no, it's still not implicit. But there is no machlekes. So Mimele, Rav Yosef agrees with Abaye, and Abaye agrees with Rav Yosef. So according to the Rach, and all the Rishonim will agree that she's a Rach. So when Rav Yosef says, Beiraveichol biyat. So what does it mean, Beiraveichol biyat? Pseles mitecheichol or Eichom techpseles? Eichom techpseles? Because there is no machlekes, there is no substantive machlekes between Rav Yosef and Abaye. So since Abaye says that pseles mitecheichol, so no matter what is chayim, so Mimele Rav Yosef also holds that pseles mitecheichol no matter what is chayim. So when Rav Yosef says beir aveichol biyad, what does it mean beir aveichol biyad? Eichom tich pseles, not pseles mitecheichol. Beir umeniya biyad. So he also means eichom tich pseles. Bikinu vitamcha leivreya. Also eichom tich pseles. In beir poter avrosa ubinapu uchvor leivreya. So he also has reference to Eichum Tech Pseles. Alright, then when Rav Amnune says, Beir Veichel, Eichum Tech Pseles, so what does it mean that it's Mutal Chatchile Eichum Tech Pseles? So what does it mean Eichum Tech Pseles, it's Mutal Chatchile? Binapuch, well, no, he couldn't mean that. Because Rav Amnune is not Chilek and Abaye. So since according to Abaye, Binapuch, well, no matter what is Chayim, so Mimele Konik Rav Amnune too binapuchvo no matter what is chayev. So when Rav Amnune says Beir Aveichol Eichom Tichapseles, what does he mean? Eichom Tichapseles. He doesn't mean binapuchvo. He means biyat. When he says Beir Umeniach Eichom Tichapseles, what does he mean? He means biyat. When he says Pseles Mitecheichol Yivra Vimbir Chayev Chatos, what does he mean? So he means even biyat. Even biyat. So Maskel Abayim Dichel Tesel Ketonel Abayim Dichel Lealtel Abayim Dichel Altel Abayim Livre Bidashik Bila Yitzach Chayim Chatos. So again, he has reference. Abaye says Bira Veichel Lealtel, so it means Biyad Eichom Tich Pseles Ubeir Meniach Lealtel, it means Eichom Tich Pseles and Biyad Ubeibayim Leivre, so it means Eichom Tich Pseles, but it's biyad. This is how it rachet. Now let's see the next piece of Gemara. Omru rabbonon kamei derov. What Abaye said. Abaye is a kimte. Omalu, Shapir Koma. Oh, yes, Shapir Omar Achmein.
Last time, Rosh Shiva mentioned that according to the Rav, once you used the Napo, there was no longer Borer, it was Moroccan. So how can Napo with Havro be a din in Borer then? How can it be?
No, you know, Haname, so according to the Rav, when we say Napo Chvoro, so now, no matter what is Chayev, so is Chayev on the score of Merakit. And it's called Merakit. Omaluhu Shapir Oman Achmein. Shapir Oman Achmein. Alright, we'll leave it here. So because that will be.
Why'd you give another $100 to buy?
Yeah.
I want to order one thing that's not high price item. I know some people might want to buy it. Children's edition. It's a, I know I pay, what will we pay a Goldman for? $2.75. Okay, I paid $3, but he charged those. So. Did you order how many missions they'll say?
So that means that when does the price say chayev that minapuch war? when does Rav Asher say he's poter? So that is mikan v'tamche. Now, so Teisus says the kashi. So then, from this Rashi, Teisus is meir on Rashi. Batanya chayev pirush bekuntres deine preise duil. V'kosheleri dilmaidi mukmino lebina puchvoro mashma davke lebeyimosa. So according to Rashi's pshat, Abaye sukimte when he says. Bir veich lauter, ubir meniach lauter, ubibi yem lo yivrer, vim bir nasi kibir leitza v'chayiv chatos. So this braise, it says that he's chayiv chatos in the case of libibi yem, not lauter. And the Gemara applies it to napur chvor. So that means from Rashi's pshat it follows that Abaye. According to Abaye, so the Braise is saying that Napu Chvoro Leachel Alter is Muta. That's a big chiddush. That in other words, in order to Leachel Alter, so it's Muta Lechatchile even to be Beire al the Napu Chvoro. Of course, that's contrary to the Shita of the Rach and the Shita of most Rishenim. Because according to the Shita of the Rach and the Rishenim who follow the Shita of the Rach, so Binapur Chvor is always chayv, no matter what, even if it is Eichum Tich Pseiles, and it's Lech La'alta. So obviously, Rashi, I mean, is chili kan the Rachshit. That's Muchach, it's not a matter of a deal. I mean, it's Muchach. So Teisves actually spells it out, that Rashi is chili kan the Rachshit. Now, Vatanya chayv, Pir Vikuntres, Dane Price, the Leo. And what does the price of the Lil say according to the Kimta of Abaye? That Lechel Alter is Muta. But Libebeyeim, so then is Chai V'chatos. And that is reference to Napo Chvoro Libebeyeim. But Lechel Alter Napo Chvoro is Muta Lechatchile according to Rashi. Eichum Tech Pseiles. So, because of the read, the mighty McMinnell and Apple Chvoro, Mashman Daft Libebeyeim was there. Aval Alter, Afil and Apple Chvoro show. So Teisves is the one who says that according to Rashi, so it's Muter to be Beire Lechel Alter, even al the Napo Chvoro. Ufirikama de Beitze Mashma, the Napo Chvoro was a Becholinian, the Tnan Besil Lemrin, Beire Kitarke Bekan Ritamche, Aval Libinapo Chvoro. So it's not Mifuresh, because the diuk is will be maflik bin alter lebeibeyim, but in a chaname Rashi will have to say that when Bisil say bikanu vitamche avoli bin apu chvoro, they mean lebeibeyim, but in a chaname lech la alter. So then even on Shabbos it's mutal lechatchile. So alachas kama v'chama yon, but it's not mashma that it has reference to a case of lebeibeyim. But Rashi will be forced to say that it has reference to baby. Anyway, so according to Rashi Shite, Lechel Alter, Eichel Tich Pseiles is Muter even Lechatchile, even al Napochvo. Veid Lechere Leil, Leul Leil, the Leil, have a bear le baby, Mula Alter Labai, Vim Ken Shor Lule bin Napochvo, Afil Baby, who must listen to the bait, so also Hapochas Lebi. Well, that's because so he says, all right, so you can say that when in Beitze it's mentioned, when Bisil say, Avolai Vapechvor, they mean Avol Napechvor, Libebeyeim, but Lech La'alter, yes. But the question is against Ule, because Ule, So as long as it's done for it to the Shabbos, even though it's not immediate to the Shabbos, it's another to the Shabbos, so it's still muter. So if lechel alter napul chvor is muter. So according to Ule, even li baby yeim is muter. So the question: how can so why does do we still say avoloi bin apul chvor? So what do we say? It means liyemachir. So it's certainly osa. So every melacha is osa on yom tefish v'tzerachim. So obviously, when we still say berak idak bikin v'tamche, it means v'tzerach sures yom tef. And still it says loy bin apul chvor. And according to Ule, according to Rashi Shite, it should be muter even li baby yeim. All right. So anyway, so it's muchach from the Rashi. I mean that's not in mere diuk that Rashi is chilik on the Rachshit. In other words, Rachshit is that Napul Chvoro is always chayif no matter what, according to Rashi. So Napul Chvoro, so Eichel Mitech Pseiles, so if it's Lechel Alter, so it's Mitech Atchile. If it's Lachas Man, so then is chayif Echatos Napul Chvoro. So is chayif Echatos. Now, how would it be according to Rashi? Biyat. So lechel alter, it's always muta. Even binapul chvor. How would it be according to Rashi? Not lechel alter. So, but lachazman. But lachazman binapul chvor. So he said lechayev, because that's the pshat in the braise according to braise kimte. How would it be leechel? Biyad lachazman. Biyad lachazman. How would it be? Biyad lachazman. How would it be? Biyad lachazman. All right. So that's. So the Egle Tal discusses all this. But one thing is mucha. Is a raya brure. That according to Rashi, so leechel alter eichel mitich pseiles. So is muter even binapu chvor. Even binapu chvor. But binapu chvor lachazman eichel mitich pseiles is certainly chayev. That a bias is. Now, if we are going to assume, which most rishonim say, that there is no substantive machlekes between any of them aroyim. Except against Tule and Rav Chisde. But there is no machlekes between Rav Yosef and Rav Amnune and Abaye. It's different to Kimtes of the Braise. But there is no machlekes. Now, so Abaye certainly says, according to Rashi's Pshat, that Lechel Alter Echom Tepsiles is Muter even binapo Chvor. But Lachazman binapu chvoro eichom terpseiles is chay vechatos. Now, what does Rav Yosef say? Beir veichel biyat, beir romania biyat, bikanu vitamche lo yivre, vim bir potar avlosa, binapu vikoro lo yivre, vim bir chay vechatos. So obviously, when Rav Yosef says binapu vikoro lo yivre, vim bir chay vechatos, so he couldn't have reference. He couldn't have reference to Lechel Alter, because Lechel Alter, Rabbi says that it's Muta Lechatchile, and here he says Chayev Chatos. So Memele, that means that he's Chayev Chatos only by so when he says Binapu Chvol even Bir Chayev Chatos, it means Lachazman, and since Rav Yosef says, because Lechel Alter, so it's Muta Lechatchile, according to Abaye. And Rav Yosef is not Chilik and Abaye. So, Mimele, Rav Yosef will also agree that Binapu Chvor Lechel Alter, Echom Techpseles. So, it's Muta Lechatchile. So, when does he say that he's Chayev Chatos? So, he's Chayev Chatos only if it is binapu chvoro, not lech la'alter, but lech la'chazman. Lech la'chazman. So then binapu chvoro lech la'chazman. So is chay v'chatos. The implication being that if it is not binapu chvoro, if it is biyad, even lech la'chazman, so according to Rav Yosef, So he's not chayev echatos. He's not chayev echatos. And when he says beir aveichel biyad, so it's mutal chatchile. So what does it mean beir aveichel biyad? So that means leniach lachazman, not lealter, because lealter it's not only biyad, it's even binapochvo. So Rashi is so much more meikil than the rach, because according to Rashi, it's so lechel lealter arechum terpseles. So even minapuchvo is mutal chatchile, and then so we have to say that when Rav Yosef says minapuchvo in birchayev chatos, so he has reference to lachazman. Slachazman, and still Rav Yosef says biyad it's muter, so that means that echom tichpseles biyad even lachazman is muter according to Rav Yosef, and there is no machlekes. Now, but Rashi in the Mishneh, when he explains Berer, Habeir pseiles biyodo. So he emphasizes pseiles mitechecho. Why does he emphasize pseiles mitechecho? So it's mashma. This is what the Ekletal is medayik. So the Rashi shita is that by pseiles mitechecho, so he's always chayv. Pseiles mitechecho is always chayv. So in other words, in regard to pseiles mitechecho, Rashi agrees with the Rach, just as the Rach says. The Tzilis from the Cheichel. He's always chayv no matter what. So Rashi agrees with that. But the machlekes between Rashi and the Rach is in regard to Eichel Mitechpseles. So according to the Rach, Eichel Mitechpseles, if it's Benapu Uchvo, if Napu Uchvo, so he's chayv achatos, even if it's Le'alter, and if it is Biyad, so then he's chayv achatos according to the Rach. If it's lachazman, if it is biyad, but it's lachazman, he's also chayv achatos. And according to Rashi, so eichum tichpseles leach laalter, so if napuchvo is muta lechatchile. And then this is what Abaye says. And then Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef certainly has reference to lachazman. So he says that biyad lachazman is also mutal chatchil. Also mutal chatchil. All right. Now, ki yose rav dime, oma shapse de rav bibehav, vi kloye ravame ve ravasi. So, shodekamaye, so rav bibe threw the foods on the table. A basket with all kinds of food, so he threw it on the table. So he threw it. He wasn't beirer one from the other, but he just threw them. And Mimele Rashi explains it. Shapse the Rabbi behavai. He gia yemeli esemi the mishamish al talmidi. Vishode kamaye. Vilirotze livreoi chel mitecholim. Vilosis lifni kolechot veechot. Elo shotchon veimneitlim veichlinu. Vishetu arze nifrashei chomel. He didn't have to resort to any selection, to any beer. So vilyadane. Now let's see what Teisa says. But Teisa is contrary to Rashi. So Rav Dime says, so Teisa says that when Rav Dime says lo yodane, so he doesn't mean because of the fact that he wasn't mivareya at the time he put it on the table. So whether that was because of isofik, maybe eichel mitichpseles is osa, because he couldn't say that eichel mitichpseles is osa. To likul al mesharin on eichel mitichpseles laot. So he couldn't have any suffix in it. So what is the likulaume? That means the okimta vabai. That's what he means likulaume. So how is it possible that Rav Bibe should have a suffix in the okimta vabai? So Memele, Teisva says that when Rav Dime said, Lo yedana yimshim kasov areichum tepsile soseah, so he means, maybe the reason as to why he wasn't beireah, the fruits from the olin, from the olin, long before the sude. Why is it? Is it because Eichum mitich pseiles is osea, or because of anyovun mecham? So in other words, so that's all right to have his sofik. Maybe Eichum mitich pseiles. Maybe Eichum mitich pseiles laniach lachazman. He says it goes without saying that Rav Dime certainly knew that Eichum mitich pseiles laachal laalutea is muta biyad, but it's not so simple that Eichum mitich pseiles laniach lachazman is muta or osa. That's not so simple. So the question is, monefshach, if Teisves takes it for granted that Rav Dime knew and agreed with the halacha of Abaye, of that braise, that the, according to the kinta of Abaye. So if it is Eichum mitich pseiles Le'achel alter, biyat, then it's certainly muter, so it's inconceivable that Rav Dime should have any sveikes on the din. Why couldn't he have sveikes? Because the price says so according to the Kimta of Abaye. So Monefshech, the price says so according to the Kimta of Abaye, that Eichum mitich pseiles laniach lachazman is definitely also Yischai v'chatos. So, and still he has a sofik. So Memele, so he could have a sofik in regard to Eichum mitich pseiles la'alta too. So Memele, so the Gletal deduces from this that Teisves, even though it appears from the previous Teisves that Teisves agrees with the Shittes Arach and the main Shittes Arach, he says v'chei mashu mitich pirush rach the pirush yesh gimul din mibeira Lealta the biyad mutal chatchila because tam chepot arvosam napuch vorechayv chatos. So it appears from the previous thesis that he agrees with Rach. No, it's impossible to say that thesis agrees with Rach, because if thesis would agree with Rach, so how can thesis say I believe it forish mashul biram bishoshin yach lifneiem? So in other words, so Rav Dime de Sofik as to whether eichum tepsiles leach lealta biyad is mutarosa. How can he have a sofik? Is it impossible? Why is it impossible? Because that's mentioned in the price according to the Kimta Vabaye. Monefshech. So just as Lech La'alta, Rechum Terpseles, Lech La'alta, Biad, is a dim poshut, on account of the fact that it's mentioned by the price in the Kimta Vabaye. So the other din, Rechum Terpseles, Loniach La'chazman, is also a dim poshut, because it's mentioned in the price according to the Kimta Vabaye, that is Chai V'chatos. So why is one so more poshut than the other? But so you must say, who says that Rav Dime agrees with Abayis, with the din that Abaye mentions in his Kimte of the Braise? So then we can say, who says that Rav Dime agrees with that aloche that Eichel Alter Biyad Eichel Tepsiles is Mut? So the Gletal says, so from this it's a raya that he does not agree with the Shittes Rach, but Teisve says mentions so he means just as according to the Rach we have three klolim in Beir La'altea, so according to Teisves we also have three klolim, but there is one fundamental difference. According to the Rach, so the three klolim of Beir La'altea apply to Eichum mitich pseiles. According to Teisves we have the same three klolim as the Rach recognizes, but the three klolim, instead of applying to Eichum mitich pseiles, apply to pseiles mitich eichum. So memele, according to Teisves, so when Abaye is making the price, beira so beira veiche lealta, ubeira miniach lealta. So according to the Rach, when Abaye says Beira Veichel Alter, he has reference exclusively to Eichum Mitich Pseiles. Teisves, according to Teisves, Abaye has reference exclusively to Pseiles Mitich Eichel. And the Abaye said as follows. Beira veichel alta, pseilas mitecheich. U beira miniach lalta, pseilas mitecheich. U beibiyeim lo yivre. Even biyad, even birem, as ik bir leitze avichayev chatos. So even biyad, so is chayev chatos, if it's la niach, if it's lachazman. If it's laniach lachazman. Now, so now we can understand Tesis. What Tesis says, Naravdim had this topic. Will you dani mishim because of a rechum tichsile sosa? So, Pirish lo yadani mashuli birum trila kinim she vium lifneim. Avalainly for ish ma shuli birum bisho she niach lifneim. Dimke mai kom arim mishim because of a rechum tichsile sosa. Do lukulal mishagin on echum tichsile slaota. So it goes without saying. But, so the sophic of Rav Dime was as to whether Eichel mitich pseiles leaniach lachar zman is oser omuta. That's the sophic. And that is not mentioned. That is not mentioned in Abayus Akimte, in the final Akimte of the Praise. So it's not mentioned because Abaye, according to Abayus Akimte of the Praise doesn't discuss Eichel mitich pseiles. The price doesn't discuss it. The price only discusses pseilas mitechel. So all that the price, according to Abaye Sekimte, all that the price says is that the pseilas mitechel is beir veichel la'alter, u beir miniach la'alter, u laniach lachazman pseilas mitechel is chayev chatos. That goes without saying. And these questions, Rav Dime had no sveikes. But Rav Dime had a sophic and the question, so Abaye doesn't say anything about that. The Braise, according to the Kimta of Abaye, doesn't say anything. So, and since, but even though Abaye doesn't say anything, I mean the Braise doesn't say anything according to the Kimta of Abaye, but there is another Amire. So, according to whose Kimta, the Braise does discuss this thing. The Braise does discuss them. Now, here, so, Rav Amnune says, Beira ve'eichel, eichel mitich apseiles. Eichel mitich apseiles. Beira meniach eichel mitich apseiles. Pseiles mitich eichel, lo yivre. Lo yivre vim bira chayef chatos. Now, assuming, and that's mentioned by many Rishenim, and the Eglital takes it for granted that this is recognized by everybody. That this is recognized by everybody. So Mamela, that means that there is no machlekes. There is no machlekes between Abaye and Rav Amnune. Now, so true that Abaye, according to Abaye Sekimte, in Abaye Sekimte, it's not mentioned the haloche of Eichel Mitich Pseiles Loniach Lachazman. That's not biyad. It's not mentioned. But according to Rav Amnune Sekimte, it is mentioned. Because he says, Rav Amnune distinguishes between Eichel Mitich Pseiles and Pseiles Mitich Eichel. And he says, Beir Veichel Eichel Mitich Pseiles, Beir Meniach Eichel Mitich Pseiles, Pseiles Mitich Eichel Lo Yivreh, Vim Birei Chayev Chatos. Now, he couldn't have reference to Pseiles Mitich Eichel. Lo Yivreh Vim Birei Chayev Chatos. So he couldn't have reference to Lech Lauta, because according to Tesis Pshat, as the Glital proves it, so if it's Lech Lauta, so even Pseiles Mitechel is Mute Lauta. So obviously when Rav Amnune says Pseiles Mitechel or Yivra Vimbir Chayev Chatos, he doesn't have reference to Lech Lauta, but he has reference to Lech Lachazman. Loniach Lachazman. Loniach Lachazman. So he says, in case of Laniach lachazman. So if it is pseiles mitechel, he's chayev chatos. But eichel mitich pseiles, it's muter. So Rav Amnune does say that eichel mitich pseiles, even laniach lachazman is muter lechatchile. So how can Rav Dime have a suffix? The answer is inochaname. That is, so that's not such a double poshut, because to say that Rav Dime had a suffix in something that is mentioned explicitly in the Braise, according to the final maskon of the Gemore, Rabbi Yisrael Kimted as the final maskon of the Gemore. So that's inconceivable, Teisa says. But to say that Rav Dime had a suffix in something that Rav Amnune says, but the Braise doesn't say it, because the final oikimte of the Braise, that's a bias oikimte. So that's very possible. So true that Rav Amnune certainly says that Eichum Tichpseles Laniach Lachazman. So he's muter Lachazman. But Rav Dime had a suffix. So that's the pshat. That's the pshat in this. V'liyadane yimshim v'sog Eichum Tichpseles Osef. Pirish liyadane mashal ibiram tchilo kidim sheviim lifneyem. אבלי לפורש מה שלי בירם בישו שניח לפניהם דים כי מה יקום הרים שכסוג היום צריך לעשות עושה וכלל משארים אני יכול צריך לעשות לעשות now so yes
what's the topic of Rav
Dime according to the Rav oh so according to the Rav we have to say that Rav Dime wasn't sure of Abai of the Dim that Abai mentions but Teisves says that's impossible so Amele we can prove that according to Teisves, so it is inconceivable that Rav Dime should have a suffix in a din that is mentioned in the Braise. Because what's the pshat in the Braise? The final kinte of the Gemara, that's a bias kinte. Because the other kintes were refuted as a kintes of the Braise. Not that's a din. So all that the Rishenim say is that there is no necessary machlekes. We don't have to say that there is a machlekes between Abai and Rav Amnune. But as far as Rav Dime is concerned, so mainly it's inconceivable that Rav Dime should have a suffix in a din that is explicitly mentioned in the Braise, but that Rav Dime should have a suffix in a din that is not explicitly mentioned in the Braise, even though Abai might agree with Rav Amnune. That's certainly conceivable. So mainly this is the suffix Rav Dime. So that's Tesis Pshat. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Vishode Kamaye, Vilirotza Livre Roechel Mitechei Oli, Vilosis Lifnikol Echot Vechot, Elo Shotron, Veim Neitlin Veichlin, Uvishitu Arze, Nifrasho Echel Meilo. Nifrasho Echel Meilo. Could someone please close the door? Now, so according to Rashi, so the suffix was not in the reason as to why he wasn't Beireel or Niach Lachazman, but the suffix was in the reason as to why he wasn't Beireel Lech Lalta. But Lech Lalta, so it's certainly Muter, so the Rashi will say the same way as the Rach. In other words, Rav Dime had a suffix as to whether the halacha is the way Abaye explains the price. As to the way Abaye explains the price. All right. Now, so far we have three shittes of Hashem. We have three shittes of Hashem. One shitte, the major shitte, there's the shittes Rach and most Hashem. So that's the biggest chumre, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens like that. The Rambam, the Mechaber, the Ramo paskens like that. So in other words, that in order to be muter lechatchile, so there must be three prerequisites litevuse. It has to be eichum terpseles, number one, eichum terpseles, number two, it has to be biad, number three, it has to be lechlaut. And then we have the shita of Rashi, that Abai. So in other words, according to the Rach, Abaye has reference to Eichel Mitech Pseiles, to Eichel Mitech Pseiles, and Biyat, and Biyat. So Abaye says that only Lech La'alter Biyat Eichel Mitech Pseiles. Then according to Rashi, so the Braise has reference to Napo Chvo. So Memele, that means that according to Rashi, so Napu Chvoro, Eichel Mitech Pseiles, Lech El Alter is Mutar Lechatchile. lech l'alta, but laniach l'achazman, laniach l'achazman, so that is binapuch voich, um to observe, is chayev. Is chayev. And then we have the pshat of teisves, says the glital, is mechiach from teisves, that he agree, he accepts the three klolim of the rach. But whereas the rach applies the three klolim to eichon tichpseiles, so teisves applies the three klolim to pseiles mitecheichel, to pseiles mitecheichel. All right. Now the other shittes, but for the time being, this will suffice. These three shittes. Now. Cheski Omar, Habira to Mosim. Now, just one thing. But then there is Teisves' own Shite. But that's another point. Teisves, you see, according to most Rishenim, Eichon mitech Pseiles, Eichon mitech Pseiles, Pseiles mitech Eichel means Pshuteke Mashmoe. In other words, if he takes out, if he selects the Eichel, so that's Eichon mitech Pseiles. If it selects the Pseiles, that's Pseiles mitech Eichel. According to Teisves, Teisves has his own unique Shite. That he doesn't mean Pseiles mitech Eichel, Eichon mitech Pseiles, doesn't mean Pshuteke Mashmoe. Because usually, we use the expression Eichon mitech Pseiles. Because generally, and most of the time, so the Pseiles is less than the Eichel. The Pseiles is less than the Eichel. So Memele, when we say that Eichel mitech Pseiles is kal, Eichel mitech Pseiles is kal, so that means that the thing that is more. But Einachaname, if the Pseiles is more than Eichel, suppose you have any certain food, a certain crop, you have that the Pseiles is more numerous than the Eichel, then the Eichel, so then Pseiles mitech Eichel would be kal. In other words, what if you take out, if you select that which is more, so that's Eichel mitech Pseiles. If you select that which is less, that's Pseiles mitech Eichel. So that's another shit. So that has nothing to do. I mean, so the other Rishenim Achelik, the other Rishenim say Pseiles mitecheichel is pshutike mashmoye. Whether that you select the Pseiles, you select the Pseiles, and it doesn't matter whether the Pseiles is more numerous or the Eichel is more. So that's something else. That's another question. All right. Now, Cheski Omar Habira to Mosi mitech Pseiles shalehen chayim. Now let's see what Rashi says. Habira to Mosim leacha sheshokon. So Rashi emphasizes here that we have an eichel and we have a klipi. Alright. So the Gemara says, Shanetu Mosi, the Shalkele Shiva. Now there is another girsi. But the girsi here is, the Shalkele Shiva Zimne. So the girsi is, Viloi Shaklele Mischech. Uchipseles mitichel domi. Now let's see the Rashi. There are three different pshat in the Rashi. The shalkel yeshiva zimne limisaki. In other words, in order to prepare the tomusin for achile, so you have to cook it seven times. V'ilo yishaklele le'eichel mitech ha-pseiles. Now what is the pseiles? So Rashi said before, the pseiles, there's the klipa, there's the shell. There's the shell, all right. So vilu shakle leleich al mitech apseiles mitech shurach v'nimek al deshenish lakarbe. So memele masriach. So the eichel what? If you don't take away the eichel from the shell, from the pseiles, the eichel redly what? V'hilkach eichel name kol zman shemurav be havek pseiles. So the eichel is pseiles. So the eichel is pseiles. Now the eichel is pseiles, and the pseiles is certainly pseiles. So what problem we have? There shouldn't be any melacha beer altogether, pseiles and pseiles. So what kind of a beer is it? Umiu, so that this is what badat rash, monefshach. If the eichel that the musin itself, it has a din of pseiles, and the pseiles certainly has a din of pseiles. So it's pseiles and pseiles, so there is no beer. So he says, umiu eichel. it is pseiles and it's not pseiles. Umachmirim ala lehebe ahu di shokil ki pseiles mitechech. Ki pseiles mitechech. So in other words, objectively speaking, so the eichel the tomus in itself has a din of pseiles, because if you don't separate it from the shell, so it will rot immediately. So objectively speaking, so it is pseiles. But subjectively speaking, he's interested at all. Objectively, it is a pseiles. Because after all, if you don't separate it from the shell, it will rot completely. So memele, that gives it an objective status of pseiles. But subjectively, it's his eichel, he's interested in eating it. So memele, and subjectively, this is the eichel. And the shell, that's the pseiles. So memele, he says, that's one pshat. And then in Rashi mentions another pshat. V'limire, habere atomosi mitich pseiles shalhem. Mishe sholkom pa'amachas, mimamrikin, umarinis namayin, ubere ramsoloi shalhem. So it's mashma, from the beginning of Rashi, it's mashma, that he's bere the msoloids. So first of all, one thing is clear, that when Rashi said before, Anomid Aleph, when Rashi said, "La'acha habira tumusin la'acha sheshokon hubira eichel mitecha klipe," so that accords with the first Loshne Rashi, that it's an Indian of bira eichel mitecha klipe, but not according to the second Loshne Rashi, because in the second Loshne of Rashi, Rashi doesn't mention klipe. We're not concerned here with the klipe altogether. So that goes without saying. I mean, it's clear from Rashi that when he says Birechum Tchaklipe, that is only in line with the first Lashon Rashi, not in line with the second Lashon Rashi. But in the second Lashon of Rashi itself, we find this theory. So first he says, Habeyat Musim Tich Psele Shalem, Misheshokom Pamachas Mimamrikin Umarin Samayin, Umberam Soloi Shalem. So it appears from this expression, Umberam Soloi Shalem, that is Birechum Mamish Psele Shalem. In other words, they are the warmy tomusin and the good tomusin, not the bad tomusin, that are not misuloi. So it's pseiles mitechech mamish. So then, I mean, so what's the whole? So we don't have to resort to any special reasons. So that's one thing he says. Ubir am slo yishlem kmosheisi lipuli. So when you select beans, so naturally you find many beans or peas or whatever it is, so that are wormy. So natural. So you take out the wormy pulling beans. So he says that here is the same way. So it's mashma that it's an Indian of beer pseles mitechecho. But it couldn't be. But then let's see what Rashi says. V'chein b'chol pam u'pam v'ze beer ro'eichel. So the girsi is our girsi is, and that's the girsi of the first Loshon Rashi, viloi shaklele misrach. But the second Loshon Rashi, the girsi is viloi shalkele, if he doesn't cook it again, viloi shalkele. So viloi shalkele misrach asinam hilkach misheshokum pamayim visholeish choshe loi pseiles hoil vishovik lohoche. So before it appeared from the Loshon of Rashi in the second Loshon that is Beira the Misulois from the good ones. Here he doesn't mention any Misulois. He doesn't mention Misulois, but he says he takes away the better ones from the inferior ones. The superior ones from the inferior ones. So let's forget for a moment the beginning of Rashi's second Loshon when he says Ubir Ram Soloi Shalem. Forget for a moment. So if Rashi didn't mention Ubir Ram Soloi Shalem, so then how is Rashi explaining that Gemara? That it's not an Eichel from a klipa. But there are two kinds of meaning. There is a better mean and an inferior mean. So why is one called superior and why is the other one called inferior? So it is because the superior term we see, so he has to those that are superior. So in other words, it means if you cook them 7 times, then they are relatively superior to the other meal. So, but there is one superior quality possessed by the so-called inferior mean, in that the inferior mean, even though they'll never be as good, even if you will boil them 100 times, they'll not be as good, they couldn't be as good as the so-called superior mean. But they have one superior quality. In other words, that it is edible with 3 cookings. Masha'in came, the superior mean, so if you cook them 7 times, then they'll be better than the so-called inferior. But if you don't cook them 7 times, it's not edible altogether. Masha'in came, the so-called inferior mean, so that is with 3 cookings or 2 cookings, it's already edible. But it will not be as good. It will not be as good as the so-called superior mean is with 7 cookings. So in other words, so what is he choosing? What is he selecting? He's selecting the so-called superior mean from the so-called inferior mean. The inferior mean. So actually, in a certain sense, this is superior. Why is it superior? Because after 7 cookings, so then this is better than the other one, than the so-called inferior mean. But in another sense, it is the pseiles, because right now, before the 7 cookings were made, so it cannot even be eaten. Mashenk in the other one, the so-called inferior mean, can be eaten right now, but you will not enjoy it as much as you will enjoy the so-called superior mean later, after 7 cookings. So mele, it's considered the so-called superior mean, it's considered pseiles b'teichel, in view of the fact that the selection is made at the time when it's here. So in other words, so Rashi in effect in the second lotion says that he's bearer eichel mitich pseiles. So why does he say in the beginning umagnes and amaimum bearer amtelo Yisrael? So now let's see, you'll see that you have any doubts if you are skeptical as to whether this is the pshat in Rashi second lotion. So you have to look up in the ritual. So you'll see, I mean, that this is Rashi's pshat in the second lotion. ופאקין נשאנה את המוס די שאלקל שבע זינה ויו שאלקל מיסחה וחצלת די חגל דמה כן גיאס רש כן גיאס רי ורש זא וביר שבו יש לאת המוס אין גאסי ומשוחי וצריכם בישל זיין זין זיין זין זיין זין ויש מהם יאמין דאגויס אמין don't assume that all the corrections that the Zeir Zoviv says is correct. I mean, many of these agoyes of the Zeir Zoviv are not correct at all. Utzrichim bishel zayin zini. V'yeish mehem gruim. V'day lehem v'shlike sholish pomi. V'shel kinei som v'yachad gimel pomi. V'eilo manichim eisem merovim. V'ilo manichim eisem merovim. Yeisam astrichim eilo v'eilo. L'fich orbir rin eisem. וכולך נאמינים חושב פסילס המשבוכים מפני שלא נסבש לה עדיין כל צורכם והגרויים מפני קרוסם ולפיכוך אם תקונה ליברי רייסו משבת וזה בערך פרחה שזה. So the mitzvah spells it out that the bearer is not, does not consist of selecting the eichel from the shell, or selecting the good ones, the fresh ones from the wormy ones. No, not that. But the bearer consists in selecting the so-called superior ones from the so-called inferior ones. But it's not completely superior. In a certain sense, it's inferior because it has to be prepared in a special way. It has to be cooked 7 times, otherwise you cannot eat it. All right. So the question is, why does Rashi say Ubei Amsoloshlein? So obviously, when Rashi means, Rashi is just explaining the process. Not that this has any relevance. The Ubei Amsoloshlein. So Rashi only explains the process, how it was done. So primarily the one who was Beireya was concerned with taking out the Mislois, because these Tomusin had a lot of wormy Tomusin. So the primary concern of the Beireya was to select the Mislois. And that, of course, this selection is certainly Pselesintafech. I mean, then it goes without saying that if one selects the wormy Tomusin from the good, from the fresh Tomusim, so then of course he is chayim. But the Braise doesn't deal with that. That goes without saying that if one is Beireya, the Misoloim from the good ones, from the fresh ones, so is chayim. The Braise, but it was the practice that when a person was engaged in selecting, in removing the wormy Tomusim, so at the same time, he made other selections also, in conjunction with the selection of, or with the removal of the wormy Tomusim, he did something else. So he removed the so-called superior ones from the so-called inferior ones. So Rashi just explains the process, but that has no relevance. So that was his primary concern of the bearer. In conjunction with this election, so it was customary to select also the so-called superior ones from the so-called inferior ones. But not as our girl say. Our text says we will shaklele. So, and he girl says we shkilele, not loy, but ishkilele, misrach. Kishenetle ni muarbines beisov, vinimas. Hilka hahuti shokil, have a kipsilis, vanisha have a echel, achachigalenetle. So the third pshat is, the third girl says, in other words, because since it is cooked 7 times, so mimele. So mimele, it's very, very soft. It's extremely soft. So the moment he takes it out from the pot, so from the pot, from the plate, whatever it is, so it becomes scorched. Now, no other person will eat it. So the kamos, but himself will eat it because, after all, he crushed it with his own fingers. His own fingers are clean. So, but any other person wouldn't eat it. So mimele, it's considered eichel. On one hand, it's considered eichel because, after all, he's taking it out for the purpose of eating it. So again, I mean, it's very similar to the first pshat in Rashi. In other words, so objectively, it is more of pseles than eichel because no other person will even touch it once it was squashed. But subjectively, it's not most for him. Some mele. It is Eichel, but on account of the objective status of Pseles, so Mele is considered Pseles in Techech. So we have three pshat. We have three pshat. Now let's go over the thesis. Bir, now the whole of the meniach, we learned already. Bir u'meniach, pirush l'tzira acher. I mean, it says, bir v'eich or bir meniach. So the same thing, but it means for himself or for others. V'chimut el efe ispochis m'cheshir. V'ametarit zal kedai toch. So the question is, what was the svore of Rav Chisde? V'ametarit zal kedai toch, d'ipochis m'cheshir, ha'vederech achille. So in other words, that's like the Ramban. Just like the Ramban. So it's not there because since just as the removal of Ipsilis from an eichel, a removal of Ipsilis from an eichel in the small particle before he puts it in his mouth is not considered bearer because that is done in the course of the eating process. So the removal of the Ipsilis in bulk from a small shio is also considered as part and parcel of Achille Prasis. Just like the Rambam. Maski flor avam nune, mide kanum vitam chekotone, pirish akuntres, doch en ame ave mozal mifrach mide napuch vore kotone, vikosheleri, maiko mishaner avam nune, lididei name tikshe, mide eichu mitir psiles kotone. So, Rashi says that when Rav Amnune raises the question, "Mide kanu vitamche katone," he doesn't mean just kanu vitamche, but mide napel chvore katone also. Napel chvore katone also. So yes, the kashe. So the Ri is the kashe against Rashi. So why does Rav Amnune give a different kinte and then Abaye as the same kashe against Rav Amnune that Rav Amnune raised against Rav Yosef? So in what way did Rav Amnune improve upon Rav Yosef's king? Maiko mishan Rav Amnune de name tikshe mide yechum terfsiles katone vei bisomach pirish akum tres vatan yechayev dain har de hoche umishan napu chvore maire vei yechum mishan hoche mide napu chvore katone v'nir al Rabbi Yitzchok di davke mikam vitam cheporech והורך פירושי, מי די כאן ויתם חקטוני, כיב די נוחס לפרושי די נברירי, די ביד מותר, ובנפוך ואורך חייב חטוס, לא ילניח מלישניס כאן ויתם חדי פוטר, אבל לא עושה. So the Ri says that when Rav Amnune is the Kashi, מי די כאן ויתם חקטוני, so it is doesn't mean, as Rashi explains it, that it's not implicit, because it's Chosam Naseifer, according to Rashi's Pshat. So the kashe of Rav Amnune against Rav Yosef is, now you apply it to Kanu Vitamche, so let the prices spell out Kanu Vitamche. So Rashi says, Einoch Name, Rav Amnune doesn't mean Davke Mide Kanu Vitamche Kotone. He also means Mide Napul Chvore Kotone, because the kashe in its essentially is, how can you say that the price deals with Kanu Vitamche? Does the price say Kanu Vitamche? If the price deals with Kanu Vitamche, the price should say it. So the same kashi is, let the price say Napol Chvo. That's the kashi of the Gemara of Rav Amnune against Rav Yosef, Sukinte, according to Rashi. So Memele, that according to Rashi's Pshat, so the kashi. The kashe of Rav Amnune against Rav Yosef is, how can you apply it to such a situation when the braisa doesn't spell out the situation? That's Rashi's explanation of Rav Amnune's kashe against Rav Yosef. So Tesis says the kashe, but this is exactly the kashe that Abaye raises against Rav Amnune. So what does Abaye say? Mide yichum terpseles katane. How can you apply the braise to yichum terpseles? The braise doesn't say it. The braise doesn't say it. So he says. So then. So why? How did Abaye improve upon how did Rav Amnune improve upon Rav Heise? According to Rashi, that Rashi explained the Gemara the way the Ramban explained the Gemara. In other words, you see, when Rav Yosef applied the Braise to Kanun Vitamche, to Napuch Vore, so Mimele, it was completely not implicit in the Loshna Braise that it deals with Napuch Vore and with Kanun Vitamche. It's completely not implicit. So that's why Rav Amnune asks, in other words, it's not implicit. But Rav Amnune said, so in other words, he doesn't, so the Braise doesn't discuss different manners in which the Braise is made. He just discusses different misbore, different articles. What is not different manners in which, let's say, according to Rav Yosef Akinte, so in other words, the Braise discusses one manner of Reire and another manner of Reire. So, but according to Rav Amnunes Akinte, so it's one manner of Reire. But the question is whether the Nifal is Eichel mit Eichel Pseiles or is Pseiles mit Eichel. Whether the Nifal is Eichel mit Eichel, that's implicit. So according to Rav Amnune, that is implicit. That is implicit in the Loshna Braise. But to say that it is implicit in the Loshna Braise, that the Braise deals with different instruments, well, that's not mistaken. But to say, but according to Rav Amnune's Kinte, so the Braise doesn't discuss different manners of being Beire, but different two different Nifalim of Beire. But it's one manner of Beire. One manner of Beire. But one Nifal of Beire is Eichel mit Eichel, is the other Nifal of Beirer is Pseles mit Eichel. So that could be implicit in the Loshon of the Braise, but it's certainly not implicit in the Loshon of the Braise that it deals with Kanun Vitamche and Apechvore. This is how Rav Amnune improved upon the Losh upon Rav Yis. This is how the Ramban explains it, and this is the way Rashi explains. So then Abaye says no. Even that is not implicit. Mashenkin Abayas Oikinte, so we deal with the same manner of Beireir and with the same Nifal, a single Nifal too. But he discusses two different Kavones, that's certainly implicit in the Loshon Abayas. This is how the Ramban explains it, and obviously Rashi also explains it. But he says, and this is what the Glital says. So Teisves obviously doesn't explain that way. Explains according to Teisves. So the Kashe, you see, according to the Ramban and Rashi, so the Asoge that Rav Amnune made against Rav Yosef is analogous to the Asoge that Abaye made against Rav Amnune. The only thing is, whereas Rav Amnune felt that he's the way he explains the Braise, when there are no two manners of Beirah in the Braise mentioned, but two different Nifolim, so that's implicit, that's consistent of the Losh. According to Rav Yosef Sukinte, when there are different manners of Beirah, Beirah Biyad, Beirah Bikan Vitamche, Beirah another instrument, Apur Chlore, that's not implicit in the Losh. So then, this is what Rav Amnune held, that he's a kinte, the way he explains, so it's implicit in Loshna Braise, the way Rav Yosef explains is not implicit. So then Abaye says, no, the way Rav Amnune explains is not implicit either in Loshna Braise. But the way he, Abaye, explains, that's certainly implicit. Because after all, according to Abaye, the Braise deals with one manner of being there, beyond, and with one ifa. Echom terfeles. So it's one ifal, and the Braise deals exclusively with one Nifal, and with one kind of Maise, with one manner of Beire, Biyat, and one Nifal, Echam Terfeles, but Idil discusses two Kavone. One Kavone is Lech Laotea, another Kavone. So that's implicit. Machine can according to Rabam Nunes or Kimte. So the price deals with one manner of Beirah, but two different Nifal. One Nifal is Echon Tefteles, and another Nifal is Tefteles Techeichel. That's not implicit. And Rabam Nunes holds, this is also implicit. Machine can according to Rav Yosef the Kimte, Rabam Nunes says, where he deals with different manners of Beirah, that's certainly not implicit. This is how the Ramban and Rashi explain it. But Tosfos holds that the kashe of Abaye against Rav Amnune is altogether different than the kashe that Rav Amnune raised against Rav Yosef. When Abaye raised the Asoge against Rav Amnune, and he said, "O maski v'abaye, midei chel mitir psiles katane." So he meant that, seen in view of the fact that the braise uses the loshen beireir, stam beireir, means psiles mitechol. That's what beireir means. The loshen, the connotation of stam beireir, means psiles mitechol. So that's the kash. Mashein came when Rav Amnune raised the card asogi against Rav Yosef, so it's not because stam beireir, in view of the fact that the price employs the term beireir, and the term beireir, it does not mean kanu v'tamche. No, but beireir, I mean, one can be beireir b'yad, one can be beireir b'kanu v'tamche, one can be beireir b'napol chvor. So the loshen term beireir stam can be used in respect to kanu v'tamche, but his asoge, Rav Amnune's asoge against Rav Yosef was, according to Rav Yosef, so the price discusses three different manners of Beirah. Three different manners of Beirah. So how is it that he discusses different situations of Beirah and doesn't say a word? What kind of Beirah, this situation, what kind of Beirah? So that's inconceivable. So then he says, so then Rav Amnune says, no, he doesn't discuss different acts of Beirah. Different acts of Beirah. It's one act of Beirah, but different Nifolim. So different Nifolim, he doesn't have to spell out. He doesn't have to spell out. So then Abaye raises the Asogi against Rav Amnune. And he says, no, but since, how can you say that when the Braise says Beirah, he means, Eichel mitich pseiles, no, Beirah. The connotation, the usual connotation of Beirah means pseiles mitichel. Not Eichel mitich pseiles. So then, Elom Rabaye, Beirah veichel alter. So according to him, it's all right. So obviously, it means that according to Abaye, the price is reference to pseiles mitichel. So in other words, so the tesis is very good, this tesis is very good, and the tesis at the bottom is very good. I mean, these are the yukim, but these are very deep, profound yukim. I mean, so it's mashma from the stasis, that way. All right, but now, so that means the taste of shita is that Abayas, according to Abayas Ukimte, So the price has reference to Pseles Mitechel. So by Pseles Mitechel, so it's Beira Veichel Alter, and U Beira Meniach Alter, U Beibe Yeim Pseles Mitechel, Laniach Lachazman. So if he's Beira, so he's Chai Vachatus. That's in regard to Pseles Mitechel. How is it in regard to Eichel Mitech Pseles? How is it in regard to Eichel Mitech Pseles? So Abaye doesn't say anything. But let's consider the other Wikimtes. And if we assume that there is no Machlekes, many Rishonim say there is no Machlekes, so then, when Rav Yosef says, I mean, when Rav Amnune says, Beir Veichel Eichel Mitech Pseles, Beir Meniach Eichel Mitech Pseles, Pseles Mitech Eichel Lo Yivreya, Vim Beir Chayef Hatos. So obviously, once, if we assume that there is no machlekes between Rav Amnune and Abaye, And the Abaye says in so many words, according to this pshat, that psilas mitechichel biyad la biyad lechlalter is mutalechatchile. So when he says, so when Rav Amnune says psilas mitechichel lo yivrelim birchayv chatos, he couldn't have reference to lechlalter, but he must have reference Rav Amnune to laniach lachazman. So, and then in contrast to Pseles Mitechecho, the Lachazman in Birchayv Chatos, Rav Amnune says, Eichum Tech Pseles, so is Mutal Chatchile. So that means that Rav Amnune says that Eichum Tech Pseles, Eichum Tech Pseles, Biyad is Muter, even Laniach Lachazman. So that is the difference between Eichel Mitech Pseiles and Pseiles Mitech Eichel. In other words, in regard to Laniach Lachazman. So Pseiles Mitech Eichel, Laniach Lachazman. Pseiles Mitech Eichel, Laniach Lachazman. So he's Chayim. And Eichel Mitech Pseiles, Laniach Lachazman is Muter. That's the issue. Now the Rashbo, Navedes HaKedesh, so he says that if it's lechel alter, so bein psilas mitechecho, bein eichel mitech psilas, bein psilas mitechecho, bein eichel mitech psilas, lechel alter, biyad is muta. There is no difference. Lechel biyad, biyad lechel alter. So bein psilas mitechecho is muta lechatchile, bein eichel mitech psilas. Then, laniach lachazman, so the Rashba says Navidis Akedesh, so Bein Pseiles Mitechecho, Bein Eichel Mitech Pseiles is Chayev Achados. So the question is, in other words, so it appears from the Rashba Navidis Akedesh that there is no difference between Pseiles Mitechecho and Eichel Mitech Pseiles. Eichel Mitech Pseiles. So what Rav Amnune says in so many words, there is a difference. This is the Kashe that bothered Eglital. And because of that, Rav Amnune says so many words. So according to the Rashba Monefshech, when does Rav Amnune make the distinction between Eichel Mitechecho and Pseiles Mitechecho? If it's Lechel Alter, so even Pseiles Mitechecho is not Chayev Chatos, it's Buddha. If it's Laniach Lachazman, so even Laniach Lachazman, so even Eichel Mitechecho is Chayev Chatos, according to Rashba. So that's the kasha that the Eglital, that the Tal raises against the Rashba Navidis HaKedesh. Because of that, the Eglital is Mechadesh a big Chiddush. It could be true if the Rashba said it, but he's Mechadesh a big Chiddush. So he says there is one difference, according to Rashba, between Eichel Mitech Pseiles and Pseiles Mitech Eichel. And that is in regard, but the Rashba says in so many words, if it is laniach lachazman, then even eichel mitech pseiles is chayev achatos. Biyat. If it is even biyat, if it's laniach lachazman, not lechel alter, so even eichel mitech pseiles is chayev achatos. So when is there a difference between eichel mitech pseiles and pseiles mitech eichel? So he says, the Eglital says, according to Rashba, the difference between eichel mitech pseiles and pseiles mitech eichel manifests itself in the case of lechel alter. But lechel alter, so the Rashba says in so many words, even Pseiles Mitechecho, Lech La'altar is Muta Lechatchile. Is Muta Lechatchile. So, the Eglital says, there is a difference. Eichel Mitech Pseiles is Muta Lechatchile. Is Muta Lechatchile when it's Lech La'altar. No matter what the usual way of being bearer, the Eichel Mitech Pseiles is. Whether the usual way of being Beirah de Eichel Mitech Pseiles is al de Kele or al de Yad, so that the halacha is Eichel Mitech Pseiles lechel alter is muta. Even if the usual way of people of being Beirah de Eichel Mitech Pseiles is by hand, not by napochlo. Mashein kein in regard to Pseiles Mitech Eichel. So the Rashba says, that Pseiles Mitech Eichel lechel alter is muter, but the Rashba's loshen is avol So he said, he's medayik from the Lashon of Rashba, that when does the Rashba say Pseilus Mitechechel is mutalech la'alter, only if the derech of being beira the Pseilus Mitechechel is al dina puchmo, and he does it with his hand, so memeile it is klachayad, it's al dishinu, so then Pseilus Mitechechel is also muter alech la'alter biyad, on account of the fact that the usual way of being beira the Pseilus Mitechechel is al dina puchmo. If the usual way of being buried the Pseilus Mitechechel happens to be for most people also al diad biad, so then the Rashi will be made that Pseilus Mitechechel echel alter is chayv chatos. Mashenkei echel mitech Pseilus, so then echel mitech Pseilus is muter lichatchile, even if the usual way of being buried the echel mitech Pseilus is al diad. So that's the difference. In order to answer the kashi against Avidus HaKedesh, because Avidus HaKedesh says in so many words that lech le'alter, so biad is mutel lechatchile b'yichum techpseiles b'yichum techeichum. And he also says explicitly that Avidus HaKedesh that laniach lachazman, so is chayev achatos even yichum techpseiles. So the question is, so how does Rav Amnune distinguish between yichum techpseiles and yichum techeichum? So the Tal says, Rav Amnune makes a distinction between Eichum Tech Pseiles and Pseiles Mitech Eichel. So it's in regard to Lech Laut. But Lech Lauter, Pseiles Mitech Eichel is Mutal Chatrile. Why does Rav Amnune say Pseiles Mitech Eichel in Bira Chayef Chatos? Rav Amnune is reference to a case where the Derech is to be Beire Pseiles Mitech Eichel Biyad. If the derech is, when the Rashba says that it's muta lechatchile, so he has reference to the case where the derech is to be beirei al din apu chvo. So memeile, if he does it al din shinu, so then it's muta lechatchile. But this is something that the Rashba doesn't mention. I mean, there is no reference. He doesn't intimate. I mean, of such a distinction, why should we say? But the Egli Tal was forced to say that because he took it for granted that what some Rishonim say, that there is no machlekes, no substantive machlekes between the Amroim, Rabbi Yisrael, Rav Amnune, and Abaye, everybody agrees. All right, some Rishonim say it, but that does not mean that the Rashba has to agree with it. So if we are going to say Rav Amnune does not agree with Abaye, there is a substantive machlekes. So Enoch Haname, according the Rashba could say, that according to Rav Amnune, so there is a difference between Eichum Tech Pseiles and Pseiles Mitech Eichel. But Abaye is Chelik and Rav Amnune, and we pass like Abaye. That's the final maskone of the Gemara, the Kimte of the Price. So according to Abaye, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Eichum Tech Pseiles or Pseiles Mitech Eichel. If it is Lech La'alta, so then even Pseiles Mitech Eichel is Mutea Lechatchile, and if it's Laniach La'azman, so even Eichum Tech Pseiles is Chai V'chatos. Now, the Ritvo says that there is a machlekes between Rav Amnune and Abai. But the Ritva mentions it in the name of Teisves, but that's not our Teisves. I mean, we have to say that our Teisves holds the shite that the Glital says. So that's, I mean, this, especially this Ritva mentions many Teisves that we don't find. So that's another Teisves. But the Ritva mentions a shite that is exactly, that conforms exactly to the shite of the Rashba Avidus HaKedesh. But then the Ritva himself points out, but that does not conform. In other words, the Ritva mentions a shite that according to Abaye, so it doesn't make any difference, there is no difference between Pseiles Mitech Eichel and Pseiles. If it's Laniach Lachazman, even Eichel Mitech Pseiles is Chai Vachatos. If it is Lech La'altas, even Pseiles Mitech Eichel is Mutal Chatchile. But Rav Amnune says that there is a difference, so he says there is a machlekes. So he says, Pirshu v'teisves, kivim di stomach katon, maskel abayim, medich v'psilis katonim. Pirshu v'teisves, kivim di stomach katonim, afilu p'silis m'techeichu mashma. P'silis m'techeichu mashma. Elom rabayi, b'yel v'ichu l'ishayte, b'yel m'nich l'ishayte, afilu p'silis m'techeichu, afilu b'yim l'yivre, pirshu v'afilu yichu m'tich p'silis, afilu b'yode, v'im b'yel chayv chatos. Nimsa afilu abayim mikl yisim rabam nune, b'yel l'echu l'ishayte. Hamach mir yisim amenu, b'yel l'bay b'yay. Shehu chayv chatos, afilu b'yel yichu m'tich p'silis. So there is a machlekes. Abu Mir Rabzal Pirshim Rabina Godl da Bayal Ishor Eleichum Tepsilis. That's the Ramban Shit. That's the Rach Shit. The Rach Shit. So we can say, but that, so we can say that the Rajba Shit is like that. He's like the Shit that the Ritva mentions in the name of Teisves, but that's not the same Shit as Teisves here. Now let's see the next Teisves. Birabeich Eleichum Tepsilis. Mashma de'ichom mitechpsile seim der abreira bikach. Now, so what does Teisus say? Now, there is a distinction. Rav Amnune distinguishes between eichom mitechpsile and pseiles mitechichom. Why is there such a distinction? So Teisus says, because it's not der abreira bikach. It's not the rabreira to pick out the eichel from the pseiles. The derech of beirerim is to pick out the pseiles from the eichel. So memeile, it's kilachayat. That's why there is a difference. This is stasis pshat. But the Ramban emphasizes, the Ramban has a different pshat in the distinction between eichel and pseiles and the eichel. Not because it's kilachayat, because it's not the rabreira bikach. The Ramban in the Chedushim says that the reason as to why Eichel Mitech Pseiles is kal as against Pseiles Mitech Eichel, because Pseiles Mitech Eichel is not Derech Achille. Eichel Mitech Pseiles is Derech Achille. In other words, according to the Ramban, the reason as to why Eichel Mitech Pseiles is Muter, Lech Lauter, and what it means Lauter, Lauter doesn't mean Dafke, the small particle of food before you put it in the mouth, just before the Sude, as you are ready to eat. So why is that mutea? Because that's an integral part, that's part and parcel of the process of it. This is how people eat. It's not bera. Not because it's klachayad, it's not der abrera. According to Teisves, so the reason as to why eichel mitech pseiles is mutea under certain circumstances, whereas pseiles mitech eichel under the same circumstances is chay vechatos, is because eichel mitech pseiles is a shinu. It's klachayat. So it should be awesome. The Rabbanon, all right. So as the Teisves read, I mentioned it. There are certain klachayat that are not even awesome. The Rabbanon. So, but the heter is based upon klachayat because it's not the rabbeira. Masha'im came according to the Ramban, not because of klachayat, because it's not the rabbeira mikach. Because if it's eichom mitech pseiles, so then it's part and parcel of the achile process. And we apply the same concept like Gabi Pseiles and Techechel too, in respect to the small particle of food before you put it in your mouth. So the Ramban says, even Pseiles and Techechel, you're allowed to take out a bone from a small particle of fish before you put that small particle of fish into your mouth. Why? Because it's part and parcel of the achile process. But if you do it on the whole crop, even if you do it before the Sudeh, so then it's not part and parcel of the Achille process, because it's not Derech Achille to take out in bulk all the Pseiles immediately before the Sudeh. But it is Derech Achille to take out, to select in bulk the Eichel from the Pseiles immediately before the Sudeh. So Memele, for the same Lomdes that one is allowed to take out a little bone from a small particle of fish just before he puts the small particle of fish into his mouth. Why? Because it's not there. That's eating. So Eichom Tech Pseiles, if he does it immediately before the Sudeh, even if he does it in total on the whole meal, so it's also a way of eating. So it's the same one. Now, if you go over the Ramban, so you'll see that the Ramban himself mentions Teisves Shite, that the reason as to why Eichom Tichpseles is distinguished from Pseiles Techeichel because it's not the Rabreir Bikach, and he's Masik, he rejects that explanation. And he says, not because it's not the Rabreir Bikach, because it's Derech Achil. The Ramban himself throws it out. Because the British Pirik Taylor, Amrino Madarki shall bear a rechon with the Psalis. So we see that that's the Techum de Psalis is the Rabre. Vieshlema, the Hosom, the Psalis, Mirube ala Echel. Have Echel with the Psalis de Rabre. The Hosom, Bimshamir, Aire. So this says that where Psalis is Mirube ala Echel. So Eichel Mitech Pseiles is der Abreire. So is Chayev. In other words, Teis Veshite is that the distinction between Pseiles and Eichel and Eichel Mitech Pseiles is not a distinction of Eichel Mitech Pseiles as such, as contrasted with Pseiles and Eichel as such, but in other words, the der Abreire is to take out this the lesser. When people are Abreire, so they take out the lesser. So usually the psalus is a lesser. So memele the derabrere is to take out the psalus. But if it happens that in a certain crop the psalus is the more numerous and the eichel is the lesser, so then dafke the eichel mitich psalus is derabrere and is chayev, and psalus mitich eichel will be muta. All right, so that's another sheet. That's another sheet. But one thing is mistaber. I mean, it is self-evident that the reason as to why Tesis, you see, the Ramban is chilek on it. The Ramban holds that pseiles mitechichol is pshutik imashmoye, means pseiles mitechichol. Echol mitech pseiles means echol mitech pseiles. It doesn't matter whether what is more or what is less. It's lishitasayit. You see, because according to the Ramban, so the reason as to why echol mitech pseiles is more kal than filling the chaychol is because eichom terpsilis is derech achille. So memele, of course, you cannot say that is derech achille. Derech achille, it depends upon what is lesser. The derech achille is always the eichom terpsilis. When you eat, you are interested in eating the eichol, not in the not eating of the psilis. So memele, in view of the fact that the Ramban holds that the kule of eichom terpsilis consists in derech achille, so memele he emphasizes the fact that it is eichel mitich pseiles as such, not that it's more numerous. Masheinkin teisves, he says, because it's not derech breire, so he could say either way. I mean, but teisves can say what he says, since the reason is why eichel mitich pseiles is not derech breire is potter and is muter because it's not derech breire. Because people are not bearer that way. So Tesis says, why aren't people bearer that way? Because people like to work less. So memele, so the der abrere is to take out the less. Yes.
So would it then be the stabber that shaila about that, as you're eating the
psalms,
would be as
the shabrosis, my book is the rabbis? No, but you see, that does not mean that the machlekes between the Maria Vlafia and the Mari Tatz is a machlekes between the Ramban and Tesis. That the Ramban is accord with the Shita Maria Vlafia and Tesis accord with the Shita of Mari Tatz. Because the Maria Vlafia can accord with Tesis Shita too. Because, you see, it's only in respect to a Beirea that is done in toto. And all the food of the Sude. Not so. So then Tesis of the Ramban holds that when the Beirer is Eichel Mitech Pseiles, so even the Beirer Mitech Pseiles is done in total, and all the food of the Sude that will be eaten in the next immediate Sude by, let's say, 20 guests. Suppose the woman invited 20 guests. So still, Eichel Mitech Pseiles is muter according to the Ramban, in total and the whole thing, because it's part and parcel of the Achille process. According to Tesis, you cannot say when the bearer is done and all the food in total that it's part and parcel of the Achille process. So why is it kal? Why is it muter? So Tesis says to resort to another time because it's klachayah. When the bearer is done and one tiny little particle just before you put it in your mouth, then tastes will also agree that that's an integral part of the process of achilah. You couldn't even eat any other way, you see. Mashenkin, ligabi, prepare that is done in toto and all the food, so you could eat another way. I mean, you don't have to do it just before you sit down, you wash to eat. So, but where it's done on a little tiny particle before you put it in your mouth, then tastes will also agree with the lomdes of the Rambam. You see, Teisves, where is Teisves in regard to Eichom Tech Pseiles? Is Chelik and Ramban, but in regard to Rav Chisdes Lomdes. So he says, he agrees with Ramban Teisves. Vamitari Tzalkedaito, the Pochis Mishir, Avedar Achille. He doesn't say, the Pochis Mishir, Ein Zedar Abera. Here he emphasizes Avedar Achille. Why? Because since it involves a small Shia, so that could be considered as an integral part of Achille. Mashenkei, in regard to Eichon Tepseles, where the bearer is done in total, let's say, on a big volume of food that is going to be eaten in the next immediate 2 days. So then, Teisve Shite, that could not be considered as an integral part of the Achille. So why is it Muter? So Teisve says to resort another explanation, because it's not the Rabbeir Mikach. All right, now. Because of Rashbo, the Tnam of Erekam and the Beitze, Haber Kitne is beyond Tev, Bisham Eimrim Beira Veichel Veichel. ובישיל ביר יחיו ויחיו ובישיל אל אמרים ביר כדרכי ומגמור הבא מלבורים כי שאיך מרוב על הפסילס אבו פסילס מרוב על היחיו דבר הקיל נטלס ויחיו נטלס ויחיו ומניח את הפסילס everybody agrees בישם אין בישיל אל but בישם I also וי בפסילס מרוב על היחיו הווי יחיו נטלס דר הפרירה היחשור לבישם אי הוי נעשר לבר כדרכי מצרוכים שם. All right, now let's see the next thesis. V'atanya chayev, pirish b'kuntres, d'hayne b'raise d'lil, v'kosh l'lil, d'lmai d'mukmino le b'napo uchvoro, mash medavke le b'yei mosa, avo l'alter, afilu b'napo uchvoro shom, uferikam d'beitze mash napo uchvoro osa b'chol inyan, n'itna b'sile imrin, b'rekidarki, v'kanu v'tamcha, avo l'napo uchvoro, v'lemavlik bin l'alter le b'yei, v'ei, l'cheir l'ule, d'lil, ha'vebeo le b'yei, v'l ha'alter ואם כן שור לאולה בן הפרחבור אפילו בבייין ומסליס מבית סוס אוכל הפוחס לבייין וניר לרי דיברייסה דלי לאיר בבי רביית ואיהוכה דימק מלי בן הפרחבור פרייסה אחרית היא ואפילו אל תחייב חטוס וכי מה שממתיח פרש רח. So he doesn't mean, so the Gretal says, he doesn't mean to accept the pshat of the rach completely, but just the three quality. The pirish sheyish gimul dinim biber l'alter biyad mutal chatchile b'kan tam chepot rav loser b'napu chvore chayev chatos. Now, now, there is one thing that has to be discussed. I mean, there is a lot of confusion on it. Now we pass like a baye in accordance with the sheet of the rach. That's the basic sheet. That's the biggest chum. So in other words, when is it muta to be beireya? Lechatchile on Shabbos, only when you have three things litavusi, three prerequisites litavusi. Number one, that it should be Eichom Tech Pseiles. Number two, that it should be Biyad. And number three, that it should be Le'eche La'alta. What does La'alta mean? So La'alta, by Eichom Tech Pseiles, doesn't mean La'alta each specific particle just before you put it in the mouth. That's Muta Ramban says, even Mamsilis M'techeichel, but it means La'alta before the Sud. But there seems to be a Machlekes, Rishen. Rabbi Yeruchem says that La'alta here means, by Eichom Tech Pseiles, even if it is 12 hours before, as long as there is no intervening Suda, as long as it is before that, let's say, you finish the Friday night Suda Shabbos, let's say, you finish that at 8 o'clock, and then you intend to eat the next Suda, you intend to eat at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So right after you finish the Suda of Friday night, you can be beirei all the food that you will eat next afternoon. But you cannot be beireir the food that you eat to the shlishis. That's not. So, because that's not the next meal today. But if it is the next meal today, Rabbi Yeruchem says, no matter how many hours, so you can, so you are allowed to eat it. All right. Then the Mordechai says that it has to be miyad mamish, somuch mamish. But if it is, so what does it mean, somuch mamish? What does it mean, somuch mamish? So the Glital says that somuch mamish means it shouldn't be more than 1 hour, not more than 60 minutes. Where did he get that shiur? I mean, why? Since when is 1 hour, I mean, more than 1 hour, not somuch mamish? This is how the Glital says. Now, the Mogavrom says something which on the surface appears to be very strange. In Shin Chof Aleph. Now, the Mogavrom has reference to Teichim, but it doesn't make any difference because we pasken that even Teichim is Mutalech Lalda.